I was brought up in a Christian home. I've got two older and two younger brothers. We lived in London, and my parents were both Christians. My father was a policeman. Our home was very strict. We went to a Sunday school, church, morning and evening, and I enjoyed going to church, even from a really young age. So I think I thought I was a Christian when I was quite a small child, but I went away to a summer camp when I was just coming up to 14 in 1969, and it was a whole week's camp, and the theme of our camp was The Bible Stands, which is why we've got this hymn today, because the words mean a lot to me, and also from Martin's preaching last week where he was talking about the Bible standing, it really brings it home to me, and it's never gone away from me. So it was the last night of the camp. On the Friday, they said, would anyone like to come forward and commit their lives to the Lord? So I sort of looked around me and no one was going, and I thought, although I know a lot and I don't disbelieve it, I'd always been told the devil believes in God, so believing in God is not enough. So I went forward, and a very kind lady helped me to commit my life to him and to repent of my sin and to become one of his children. So being quite young, when I went home, I was excited. I told my family, my best friend, some people in the church. And for the first few years, I found it not too difficult being a Christian. But as you get to be an older teenager and things come in around you, I think I kind of wandered a little and maybe backslid slightly. We had a thriving youth group at the church, and whilst there were a lot of committed Christians there, there were also people there who sort of were not that best an influence. But anyway, we got married. I was 19, my husband was 21, and then we had two children, and we carried on going to church, but it didn't mean the same to me as it had before, so I knew that I wasn't in the right place. I then had two miscarriages and some health issues and some surgeries, and I think I just slipped further and further away. And it wasn't till I was 26 that I was at a meeting and I realised the only way back was to recommit my life to the Lord and to ask for forgiveness again. So I did that, and my whole life changed from then on, really. I had another miscarriage, then another three children, so we ended up with six. A daughter and five sons. We always longed to see our children saved, and whilst they were all part of the church family and went through the church as children and then through youth clubs, none of them showed any interest. God saw me through a lot of ill health at this time, and I think my in-laws, who were both very godly people, they sent me a text which was, "Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee." And that's in Deuteronomy 31:6. Many times over the years I have proved those words, and the Lord has led me through so much, helping me to trust in him. If we wait on the Lord, he does renew our strength. So in 1996, my dad became seriously ill. Oh, I'd forgotten to say, he resigned his membership at the church 30 years before that. So my mum continued to take us all, but my dad stopped going. And my mother continued to pray for him. So through this illness, where he was in hospital for weeks, he came back to the Lord. And so that was a real answer to prayer for family and friends. So I thought we had a happy Christian marriage, but in 2006, I discovered my husband was having an affair and had been leading a double life for the last few years. So whilst I didn't want to divorce him, I did after 5 years. And after that time, I was in rather a dark place. I suffered a nervous breakdown. I felt suicidal. And I have to say now that God really came and lifted me up out of that and brought me closer to him and made me feel like that even if he didn't care about me, that God did. And I just thank God that he helped me through that time. I forgot to say, my mum died of cancer during that time as well. And she was always a great example to me throughout her life. And I'd just like to share this poem that she sent me before she died. We have no promise that the road of life has no detours, but that the love and grace of God forevermore endures. We have no promise that our way will not be hard and long, but that at last will dawn the day of endless joy and song. And she wrote that to me not long before she died, and she's with the Lord now, and as are many other people who've been a great influence in my life, including my grandmother. So in 2019, my son, who actually lives with me, we were still living in London then, said, Mum, don't you think we should move to Devon? So I said, no, I don't think so. I was happy in my church. I was doing a lot there, and we were really seeing numbers increase, and it was a busy church. And he said, but, you know, we've got two brothers. I've got two of my sons down here with their families. And he said, wouldn't it be nice to be with them? Get out of this house, leave your memories behind. But I think I hung on to my house because it was where I'd been happy when I was married, and thought, no, I'm not moving to Devon. So we came down on holiday anyway and stayed with one of my sons. And I decided I'd look on the internet and see if there was an FIEC church here at all. And so I found this one. So we came along. My son even came with me, which was amazing. And we visited. And I felt God telling me, yes, this is the church for you. So we moved down a year later. It was during COVID. And we were just allowed out after COVID shopping when I was in the car park in Morrison's in Kingsbridge. And I was going back to my car when a man called out to me, and it was Reg. And he said to me, well, what have you done to your leg? So I said, oh, I couldn't tell you, it's too long a story. So he said to me, keep looking up. And I said, oh, you're a Christian, are you? So am I. And he said, yes, yes, where do you go to church? I said, well, I haven't been since we moved down because of COVID. So he said, well, you must come to my church. So I said to him, well, I'm thinking of going to a church in Ivy Bridge, but it'll only be when it opens. And he said, well, our one is open. And then I found out it was this church. So God really showed me that not just to me, but, you know, through Reg, that I needed to come and that it was open already. So I came during COVID. So I just want to close with this verse, which was given to me by my best friend before she lost her fight with cancer. And it's from 1 Peter 1:3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he has caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And I can testify to that today, that he has brought me through so much, and I'm looking forward to so much more. And I just want to thank you all for welcoming me into this church. Thank you.